More than 34,000 fans attended Sunday's final round of the U.S. Senior Open at Omaha Country Club, the single largest attended sporting event in Omaha history. It took place on a course that was built in the late 1920s. Tom Pernice, who grew up in Raytown, was impressed with the turnout.
The biggest crowds ever for a senior open or a Champions Tour event. No question, it's fantastic.
Then Pernice rattled off a couple of traditional courses in the Kansas City area that would serve as a great venue for a golf major.
Kansas City Country Club easily could. Milburn Country Club, absolutely.
As private clubs, commitment from the membership at each to host a major is where it starts, according to Matt Sawicki, the director of championships for the U.S. Golf Association.
It starts with an invitation from the club, and that's first and foremost.
But it takes more than that, a lot more. World Golf Hall of Famer Tom Watson not only continues to compete, he leaves his fingerprints on the area as a course designer. Regarding a prospective site, Watson says,
"The facility can be is not just a great golf course, but what it needs all the parking and the extra space that is needed for a professional golf tournament. And we really don't have that here in Kansas City."
Lionsgate, a Jack Nicklaus course, opened in 2001. It served as the site for the 50 and Over Champions Tour and the Web.com series made up of aspiring PGA Tour players. Lionsgate General Manager Jeff Schauer says he watched with interest what unfolded over the last week in Omaha.
To have a senior major like that, that would be incredible. And it's something that we would definitely think about down the road as well. As this event continues to grow here and they get a title sponsor, right now they have a presenting sponsorship with Cadillac. And we certainly would like to have a title sponsor.
Therein lies the rub, the lack of a community or corporate leader in the area. American Century Investments is based in Kansas City, but devotes its energy to a celebrity tournament in Lake Tahoe, Nevada. On the contrary, Omaha businessman Patrick Duffy rallied the corporate leaders there. As a result, a senior open record of more than $5.5 million was set in corporate tent sales. Matt Sawicki says the USGA saw Omaha's solid, organized effort from the start.
Like I said, it starts with the golf course first and foremost, but you really need those community leaders, the Patrick Duffy types, who bring us in, who show us what a community can do. And when we see that buy-in, it makes the decision for our executive committee a lot easier.
Tom Watson isn't optimistic a leader or a company will step forward for a golf major in Kansas City.
That comes with a very large financial commitment. And that has to, you know, that has to come, it has to come somehow. And to have a tournament organizer to organize that, that's part of the deal. But we're nowhere on the horizon for that right now.
In the big picture, Kansas City is still looking for a tee time. Greg Eklund, KCUR News.